All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Hi, this is Stuart Altshuler, and welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. Tonight's topic is, how do I know? Is the voice in my head my fear speaking, or my intuition guiding me? I'm going to ask all of you for a moment. Certainly, if you're driving, don't close your eyes, but if you're not driving, I'm going to ask all of you that are listening to close your eyes for a moment and listen. Spend a moment. Just listening. Something's going on there. Something or someone's talking to you right now. You may not have been aware of it. It may be thoughts you've been having all day and can't get off of them. But somebody or something is speaking to you right now. It may be a very low voice. It may be something that's been screaming in your head for years. As a marriage and family therapist, I actually often use visualization with my clients. It depends on what we're dealing with. The voices that I'm talking about are things that even in my own life have kept me in the dark and brought me to the heights of flying. A lot of people deal with the idea of voices. When we think of it, usually we think of maybe psychotic people who are hearing voices, or schizophrenic people who are saying, well, these voices in my head are telling me to do this or do that. Sometimes those voices are not that far off for people, but I don't believe these voices are ever instructing us to do damage to ourselves or anybody else. But there are certain people that hear voices because of brain chemistry issues, because of other mental illness. Even in the midst of those voices, in my work with people in the past in psychiatric hospitals, there's some sanity mixed in with that sanity. And helping people to pull that out and maybe on the right meds, actually making use of some of that information can help in their healing process. But I'm talking about the voices that all of us hear who are functioning and getting through life and maybe struggling, maybe not struggling. In the idea of recovery for addicts and stuff, you often hear people say, well, my addict is telling me to do this. Or, boy, that clearly was my higher power speaking, and it saved me from something. And the idea of transactional analysis, they talk about the voice that may be the persecutor or the victim or the parent. And even in all of those, they're broken down so that in the parent, there's the nurturing parent's voice and there's the critical parent's voice. Right now, if you thought for a minute, if you think about a parental message that runs through your mind often, is it critical or is it nurturing? What's the first thing that comes? Very often, that's the theme that you're getting all the time, giving to yourself and maybe even passing on to others, that same criticism or that same sense of nurturing. Another voice that I deal with and with clients and myself is the inner child, to help people get back to that place and time where maybe this child is so wounded that it's scary to look at it again. And people sometimes feel so inadequate to really address that child because they're feeling like, how can I be a parent to that child? But sometimes just seeing it coming out in their minds from inside a closet or from under a bed or hiding in a corner, something happens. Something happens when they see that child again, and very often something melts, and they realize that their terror of avoiding the pain that that child holds also means that they've been avoiding the joy and the innocence and the wisdom that that child holds. All of this is about the voices, and these voices are operating in our lives all the time. The difference between the kind of power that we give these voices, let's say there's this inner child or a parent, we're dialoguing with it all the time. But what if you consciously started dialoguing with it? If you bring it up to consciousness, then what's happening is you're seeing something clearly. Instead of the monsters that you're creating, there's a reality that you can handle and deal with, usually with the help of a therapist or a friend or a sponsor or whoever it is that you turn to that has some semblance of sanity themselves. If you bring it up to consciousness, you take the power back. Rather than letting it control your life, your experience, your destiny, because when it's happening unconsciously, when you choose to avoid getting honest with yourself and seeing what these negative thoughts, these fears, these terrors are about, paying attention to the voices that you know historically have always led you down the road to destruction, once you get conscious, once you're willing to take that risk, once you're willing to trust the voice of another being to guide you, something happens. The power starts returning. And in certain ways, it's a very familiar power. My guest tonight, who I'll be introducing a little bit later, is an old friend of mine, Sally Fisher. And when I was going to get her bio out, I actually pulled out this book that she wrote a number of years ago called Life Mastery. And the way she couched this book in terms of mastering life, in a sense, is what I'm talking about tonight. She subtitles this, Challenging Your Imposter and Embracing Your Genuine Self. It's exactly what I'm talking about, the imposter being those negative voices, the genuine self being that voice that really is a part of us, that guides us. How do you tell the difference? Very often, many of us are guided by the dark side, if you want to take Star Wars terms, because it's familiar, because we think that it's the way we've always done it, it's familiar, so there's a sense of security in it, instead of really paying attention to, if that's never worked before, trying something different. In one of her early chapters in this book, The Imposter Rules for Survival, the imposter lives by the rules. These rules perpetuate your addiction to your personal drama. Chances are, if your father told you that you'd never amount to anything, you've made it a rule. If you were told that you couldn't make it on your own, you have a rule that you don't need someone in order to make it. Nice girls don't. Big boys don't. If I have something wonderful, it will deprive someone else. It's your job to make sure that everyone is happy. It is easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get into heaven. Put others first. Never let your guard down, and you'll be hurt. Be invisible. Never let anyone see your real feelings. People will take advantage of you. Never feel too deeply. You deserve to be hurt. Be afraid of people who aren't like you. No pain, no gain. I need a man or woman to be worthwhile. These are an example of rules that the imposter has created and latched onto. And very often we feel like our life depends on maintaining the honor of these rules, because the life of the imposter's life really depends on it. If you start making changes, its life is threatened. The truth is, your life depends on breaking these rules and substituting something more powerful, more nurturing, and higher in their place. So, again, hopefully while I've been speaking, you've been having a flood of thoughts coming through, maybe even images of different people, where your rules came from. In the LRT, the Loving Relationships training that Sandra Ray created many years ago, they call it like your core negative belief, your primal lie. It's a lie that we believe, but we live by it. And we believe it's the truth. So another thing that Sally writes in this book is mastering the present means that you move from addictive habitual survival to a life of choice. That's really what I was saying before. When you become conscious, when you allow yourself the discomfort of actually going inside and taking a look and hearing the voices, seeing what's been driving you, and making the effort to learn different drivers. I use that word right now because my computer has crashed twice in the last 2 weeks and I've had to reformat. So the whole concept of drivers, I really understand in a whole different way. But if you take a look at whether it's a computer, whether it's our voices, whether it's who's behind the wheel of the car, that's what's in control. That's what's telling the car what to do. That's what's telling the software or the hardware what to do. And these voices are telling you what to do. They're the drivers. When you start taking a look at them and eliminating them, it's like any other ritual or habit. You can't eliminate it if you're not replacing it with something because it feels too frightening. It's like all of a sudden this void exists. So it's very important that not only are you identifying these drivers, these voices that are bent on your destruction, it's important that you seek replacements, positive thoughts. Louise Hay and a lot of other metaphysical workers talk about affirmations. It's a positive thought that that most likely you don't believe when you first come up with it, like I'm worthwhile or I'm lovable. There's a part of us that doesn't believe that, but the more you work with the affirmation over and over again, the more it starts detoxing all of the arguments about you being lovable. And the more you work with it, the more you start embracing it. And again, that's what I mean by finding something to replace that. It's just like when they're drilling oil out of the ground, they know that they have to pump water in there or else everything's going to collapse under them. And that's our fear. If we start drilling in for all this stuff and we're not replacing with something, our fear is we're going to collapse. We're going to have a breakdown. We're going to fall apart. And as I kept looking through Life Mastery today, Sally's book, there was actually a quote from an old friend of mine and an even older friend of Sally's, who passed away a few years ago, Christopher Shihar. And the quote she used from him is, "I've been so smart all of my life that I've always been able to manipulate my instincts into behaving." I love that one. And I can imagine Christopher saying that. The mind is adept at playing the game of keeping you hooked to your past. And the whole idea is our intuition, our instincts are what really keep us alive. That's that higher voice. That's the part that I'm talking about, that it's what keeps animals. They don't think things through very often. They act on instincts, and very often they survive. And they know how to find mates, and they know how to bond, and they know how to protect their families, and they know how to do all that stuff based on instincts. Well, as humans, we have instincts too. Most of us have been taught not to trust them. It's too dangerous. You know, messages I got even from my mother growing up is, you know, don't do that, it's too dangerous. No, that's too far, I don't want you going that far, I'm going to worry. And so I bought into all of, I'm going to worry too. Or if I do that, I'll be causing my mother worry. And I don't want to do that. I'm such a good boy. So, you know, I held myself back as a way of taking care of her, as a way of not dealing with the discomfort of, you know, worrying about her worrying, which meant I was buying into the same thing. Those were the voices. Those are some of the things I've had to heal and actually been able to heal with her, which has been very powerful. But this whole idea is, and what we'll be talking about tonight, is this voice my fear speaking, or my intuitive or instinctual guides raising me up to a whole nother level that allows me to live my life free of the weight of the fear and playing in the light and the joy of adventure, And what's a life without adventure? And Sally is somebody that I know lives her adventure. She's been an inspiration to me. And when we come back in a few minutes, I'll get to introduce you to my friend Sally. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go away.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
If you have diabetes, you know how important it is to check your blood sugar. But don't you hate those painful finger sticks? Ow! Well, what if you could completely eliminate finger sticks forever? You might say,
at last, no more finger sticks.
Or,
incredible, blood testing with no pain.
The Atlas Blood Glucose Monitor lets you test every day from other less sensitive places, so you can stay on top of your health with no pain. Order Atlas right now and give it a try for 30 days, absolutely risk-free. If you're not completely satisfied, we'll give you your money back. Call toll-free 1-866-4-ATLAS today to order Atlas. Call now and you'll even save $50. And you'll be the one saying,
I don't miss the pain one bit.
I love it.
Call toll-free 1-866-4-ATLAS right now to take advantage of our no-risk, no-obligation offer and end finger sticks forever.
Now, for caring pet owners that want to arm themselves with the most up-to-date pet care information, there's a program that can help. The ABCs of Pet Care with Dr. K is an educational show covering the latest techniques and topics such as high-tech medicine, the geriatric pet, dealing with new puppies and kittens, behavioral problems, and so much more. That's the ABCs of Pet Care with Dr. K. Smart animal medicine for the smart pet owner. Every Friday, 5 to 6 p.m., right here on KFNX.
Pack up the fishing gear, load up the kids, and let's go fishing every Thursday with Don McDowell as he hosts Shake, Rattle, and Troll. Ever wonder what is the right kind of bait to snag that elusive deep-sea tuna or freshwater bass? Don McDowell knows. As a top bass angler, listen to Don's bits of tried-and-true fishing wisdom. You can even call in with your story of the one that got away, as well as hear about the newest bait and lures in the market. Shake, Rattle, and Troll with Don McDowell. Every Thursday from 6 to 7, only on KFNX.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler. I'm a marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and every week we have different topics dealing with mental health from a more holistic perspective, dealing with body, mind, spirit issues. So when you listen to the show, you may be hearing phrases and terminology that maybe a lot of psychotherapists may not be using. But my basic belief and approach to things is that if we're not dealing with the balance of the being, which is the mind, the body, the spirit, the healing can't be complete. So tonight's topic is, how do I know? Is the voice in my head my fear speaking or my intuition guiding me? This is a live show, so if you're moved by the conversation and want to call in, remember the local number in the Phoenix area is 602-277-KFNX. And the toll-free number anywhere in the country is 1-866-277-4748. 5369. My guest tonight is somebody that I've known for most of the 17 years I've lived in Los Angeles, even though she's no longer living here. Her name is Sally Fisher. And Sally co-founded Northern Lights Alternatives, which is a network of HIV/AIDS agencies. And she did this in the mid-'80s to produce the AIDS Mastery Workshop, which I took many years ago, which she created for people impacted by HIV, not just people infected, but loved ones and people working in the field. She's also done workshops on taking care, which is about burnout and how to deal with conflict within organizations and coalitions. And I'm actually going to let her tell you a little bit more about her more current projects, one called Intersect, which I really, once I started reading about it, I was really blown away. So, Sally, welcome to the show, and I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, that was my pleasure.
We do go back.
What did I leave out? Tell them a little bit more about yourself, and particularly something brief about Intersect.
Well, in conjunction with, I'll just go back to the AIDS Mastery for a moment, because it's all related. At a certain point, women started, you know, coming into the epidemic, and a lot of them had stories of intense violence that was done to them. And so I also got involved with an organization called V-Day and a play called The Vagina Monologues, which has done a lot, both have done a lot to end violence against women.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of out of the combination of those two things, what I've done is created Intersect, which is a new international organization which is going to work with groups dealing with violence against women and HIV and the places where those, their concerns and their visions intersect, and also all the related fields, prostitution, women's health, reproductive rights, all of those kinds of questions, forming huge coalitions that can actually take action. And I'm starting it in South Africa and in India, where there's a lot of urgency at the moment. So it's pretty exciting.
Well, you certainly picked two countries where the challenge is going to be as great as anywhere on the planet, actually.
Well, and it's funny because, actually, I was guided to do it in a way. I mean, all my intuitions took me to those places, really.
Mm-hmm. That higher voice that we're talking about.
Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
Good. Talk
I told
about
I
that.
Could make a segue out of that.
Yeah, I knew I could count on you. But talk about
because
that.
Because so much of, I mean, I think so much of the work people do in the world is really intuitively guided.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when things start to fall into place. And that's one thing that's happened. When I started the AIDS Mastery, it didn't feel like it was my idea. It felt like it was an idea, as they say, whose time is right.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there with the right material. So it just, it happened. It had a force of its own. It had a life of its own. And that's been true watching V-Day develop into a huge movement about women and ending violence for them. And Intersect, too. Everything just fell into place because I've spent enough time banging my head against walls to realize, you mentioned the imposter. My imposter spent a life banging her head against a wall. And I, when I'm in my intuitive self, when I am connected to my spiritual life, have the ability to perceive what's in front of me. And to say, ah, yes, which I think is a very important phrase when it comes to following our intuition.
The ah, yes?
Yeah.
Great.
Just that yes thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, the first time I became aware of it was many, many, many years ago. There was a workshop called the Advocate Experience.
Right.
And some friends had done it, and they came home very late. Remember, workshops used to go till 4 in the morning in those
yeah.
days, and, you know, in the good old days. And dragged me out of bed and my son out of bed. They were staying with us because their workshop was in the neighborhood, and they were like, okay, get up, name your mind. And I was like, what? And they were like, name your mind. So I sat down, and I was really quiet for a minute, and I heard in my head, oh, this is ridiculous. What are you doing up in the middle of the night? What are you doing in New York? And you're letting these people influence your children. And you should. And on. And all of a sudden, I went, oh, my mind's name is Adele. It was my mother. And I mean, I had been intuitively drawn to living in New York, creating this artistic life, and I was doing. And yet, I realized, I have this message going in the back of my head all the time. And that was not my intuition.
Okay, well, we hear a voice in the background telling us we need to take a break. See, voices come in all forms. So stay with us, and when we come back, we're going to be talking further with Sally Fisher about how do I know, what are the voices we're hearing? Thanks.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Is your relationship slowly falling apart? Are you tired of being a single in a world of couples? Have you given up on ever finding true love? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, Tana Marie is the answer. Tana Marie, also known as the Love Psychic, is an author, romance coach, ordained minister, and therapist. For the past 23 years, she has helped thousands of people worldwide create their dream relationships. With her unbeatable combination of intuitive ability and years of professional training, she will help you find and sustain true love. Through her books, counseling, lectures, and workshops, you will create the life you love. One of her books, Isle of Fantasies, is the definitive guide for creating the love of your life. Singles will learn every essential step in creating their ideal relationship. Couples will learn tools and techniques for keeping their love alive, guaranteed. Ready to change your life? If so, contact Tana Marie right now for a private counseling session. To order her books or for more information, call toll-free 800-320-8262. That's 800-320-8262.
Hi, do you have children? Are you expecting children? Do your children have children? How would you like to have someone to talk to who is actually supposed to know something about children? That's why you need to listen to Just About Kids. Medical care for children, child advocacy, child safety. That's what will be discussed on Just About Kids. This is Dr. Jeffrey Hill. I invite you to join me and nationally recognized pediatricians as we discuss issues in the lives of children and take your calls on Just About Kids. Mondays, 5 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
If you are interested in making the changes necessary to improve your life and overall well-being, but are not sure where to start, enter the gate at The Open Grove with Claudia Christian every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. The Open Grove is forward-thinking, interactive radio dedicated to providing listeners with practical information on how to move forward toward wholeness. If you believe in change and want to hear a positive message, enter The Open Grove with Claudia Christian only on AM 1100 KFNX.
Here's your current KFNX weather forecast, heard at the top and bottom of every hour. You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique program. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and today we are talking about voices. The title is, How Do I Know? Is this voice in my head my fear speaking or my intuition guiding me? My guest tonight is Sally Fisher, an author, a workshop leader, a visionary in the world. And welcome back, Sally.
Thanks.
You started, actually, you went right into talking about what's going on currently in your life, which is actually big stuff. I mean, global thinking, and that's why I use the word visionary. I think that's one of the things you and I have in common, that we tend to jump into things because we're getting a direction on some level before we even have the money or the funding or anything like
absolutely,
that. It's like,
absolutely.
Hey, kids, let's
and
put on a show.
Out there like
you know,
to fund a global project, but, I'm your girl.
Right. So take it back a little further, though, to, first of all, to the voices, like I think you said Adele, who those voices that used to hold you back, and what you did to start turning those voices down and understanding that there was a different voice that really was your friend.
Right. Well, two things, really. I mean, first of all, it was a very powerful realization because I had thought I had, you know, left that life and that those voices behind. I didn't realize I'd brought them with me into what I was looking at as my new adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And I also realized that I never had given myself the privilege of spending time by myself so that I could get to know what my voices were.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I was alone a lot. Not necessarily voluntarily. I spent a lot of time by myself.
Uh-huh.
And making things and sort of talking to entities on different levels, you know, mm-hmm. which I was informed later were imaginary friends, so I sort of dropped it. But I think part of that was that my intuitive sense of the world was beginning to develop as I was by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I look at intuition as our spiritual natures communicating with us. It's basically how our spirituality can be revealed to us. And we need to practice. Because if we're going to stay in touch with our intuitions, it's like playing the violin or ice skating.
Stay in touch with it and learn to trust it, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it really, we have to sort of stay in top form, in a way, so that we begin to know the difference. Because as humans, our minds and our fears and our needs and our intellects, all of that distracts us from our intuitions. So I really think that we forget that we're born with a full and functioning connection to our spiritual source.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a baby doesn't have to think about whether it's hungry or not,
right,
or whether it feels safe or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can go back there to where we were before the external world and its conditioning created thoughts that drowned out our intuitions, then we're home free.
Right.
And I think the best way to stay in touch with it is to really, and it's something people seem to avoid at all costs, is solitude
mm-hmm.
and quiet so that you can become familiar with your own rhythms and the sound of your internal knowing as opposed to the sound of your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
In quiet, we can become reacquainted with our intuitions and our inner truths, you know. And as adults, you know, those moments come all the time. And often we talk ourselves out of them, you know? And I think it's critical to get back there. I mean, for most people, everyone who's listening, think about it for a minute. We walk through life and we're bombarded with assaults to our senses. There's music playing, there's visual stimulation, there's crowds, incessant chatter, all kinds of input. I mean, music in elevators, we're hardly ever in silence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exciting, you know, and it keeps us, but what it does is it keeps us from communicating with ourselves. So, I mean, for anybody who's afraid to spend time with themselves, this is a perfect world.
It also keeps us from really communicating with others because even if we're on a date or something, often we choose something that's taking us away from that genuine connection with another being, whether it's a movie, whether it's a disco with loud. In other words, it's not that quiet time. Let's just go to
Absolutely.
Dinner and talk.
And most people, and I mean listeners, think about it. When you get home, what do you do when you get through the door? Do you push play? You know, it's like, do I put the stereo on or check my phone messages first?
Mm, or email.
You know, or check, yes, right to the email, or throw the TV on. I mean, not to be present and not to be still. And I think, too, when we learn to communicate with ourselves and listen to ourselves, then we can actually learn how to listen to other people, too.
You know, well, what
so
do you
when
do
we're with them, it's our connection connecting to theirs.
What do you suggest to people listening if they're agreeing with you that that quiet time is a good way to do it, but there's just they don't know how to structure it, they're too terrorized of it because of what they might find. What do you suggest to them as a first step?
I think the first step, the interesting thing is I was listening to you talk about affirmations before. And I think the important thing with an affirmation is when we look in the mirror and say, I love myself, and all these voices coming up going, I hate myself, I'm ugly, that the important thing is to pay attention to those voices as well, to really look into where that comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So where does the terror of silence and being with ourselves come from?
Mm-hmm.
So to me, the first step is to look into that shadow place.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're so afraid of who we really are that we don't want it to be revealed to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the bottom line is we all have a shadow side.
Right.
It's part of what makes us interesting, actually, is the contrast. You know, we all want to be enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to be enlightened and pure. You know, all enlightenment means is shed light on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what happens in a room. You turn the light on, and you see everything. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the pretty parts. The dirt on the floor.
Right.
And shadows, lots of shadows. So I think that's the first thing, is to just go, okay, something is frightening me. What is it?
And if it's too scary to do on your own, the hardest thing most people have is, how do I ask for help? Or, I can't ask for help.
Absolutely.
You know, because there's also a voice saying, well, you're weak if you have to ask for help. If you mm-hmm. can't do this on your own, you know, then something's wrong with you. Or if you go to somebody, like a therapist or whoever, they're going to see what a mess you really are, and you're going to be judged, and it's going to be worse.
Well, I think it's good to just start from the premise that we're all a mess, and we're all fine.
Excellent.
At the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other thing is about being by yourself. We don't have to do it all at once. You don't have to go, okay, next Thursday I'm spending 24 hours alone.
Mm-hmm.
You could start with 10 minutes
right.
or 5 if 10 is scary. You know, come home, take your coat off, and just be with yourself 5 minutes. This is how I teach people to meditate, too, when they go, oh, I can't find 20 minutes twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, if it was something entertaining or something that would probably set you back 10 years, you'd find the time.
Right.
But 5 minutes twice a day for meditating. And meditation is also a great way to get in touch with your inner voices because you're still enough to hear them.
And last week, my show was on rebirthing. And for me, with my ADD, meditating to try and quiet my mind just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I like the type of meditations that allow you to notice the thoughts and the noise in the mind. And I think that's what you're talking about.
Yes.
Instead of thinking that meditation, that you're only doing it right if you're finally quieting everything. No, it's back to, you know, I did some Buddhist meditation about a year or so ago, and I love the fact that they're saying, go in, just go for 5 minutes, and watch, and look, and listen.
Right.
See what the mind is doing.
Well, and it's not that the mind doesn't also express the intuition, but then it's a useful mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kind of mind that gives words and shape to what you know intuitively.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also if people just sit down and think about how often they've really known the answer was no before they said yes,
mm-hmm.
it gives people an idea. I don't know about you, but I've been in a few relationships in my life that when they said hello, I just, you know, the earth moved and something inside of me went, please. And then they said they have trouble with commitment. And I went, and my intuitions went, this is accurate. And I said to myself, oh, I could fix that.
Uh-huh.
You know? And so at the end, I found at the end of those kinds of, some people call them relationships, or you might call them entanglements, I just realized that I don't know any more about that other person than I did in the beginning. Because I knew it all then. You know, or I've taken a job where I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And inside, everything is going, no, don't do it. You know, or you go heading down a dark street and everything says, this isn't a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing you know, there's someone taking your wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew not to go. But something talked you out of going back and asking someone to walk you to your car.
And there's a flip side to that, which is when something's telling you to do it, but the voice is giving you all the reasons why you shouldn't, when actually you really need to be doing it.
Absolutely.
So we're going to continue with Sally Fisher, and please feel free to call in, and we'll be back after this break.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Pamela Edmonds, renowned trance medium, would like to offer you an opportunity to benefit from a session with her as she channels Mother Mary. With over 7 years of spiritual training through the Spiritualist Church and a degree from Delphi University, Pamela Edmonds brings to the table a wealth of knowledge and experience to assist others with healing and transformation. For private, one-on-one, or group sessions, Pamela's gift for channeling is available to those who seek to move past their fears and limitations to bring them closer to who they truly are. Witness and experience the miracle of Pamela Edmonds as she channels spirit. Call 928-203-0660. That's 928-203-0660. Or email Pamela at pedmonds9@earthlink.net.
Hi, this is John Whitehurst, host of Occupying Your Space, offering a spiritual and energetic perspective on living your daily life with clear intent and true purpose. Learn to reconnect with self, earth, and the divine to create a healthier energy system. Improve your physical and emotional health, relationships, self-esteem, and take your next steps towards a happier, healthier life. I invite you to listen with an open mind and a light-hearted spirit. Occupying Your Space, Saturdays, 3 to 4 p.m. here on KFNX.
Logan Appraisal is the official appraisal company of American Family Mortgages. With over 30 years of experience, Logan Appraisal can provide fair and accurate appraisals with some of the quickest turnaround time in the industry. Whether you're buying or selling your home, Logan Appraisal can put its commercial and residential statewide service work for you. For more information, please call 602-375-5305.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. And my guest tonight is Sally Fisher, an old friend of mine. And we're talking about, how do I know? Is this voice in my head my fear speaking, or my intuition guiding me? Sally wrote a book a number of years ago called Life Mastery, Challenging Your Imposter, Embracing Your Genuine Self. And that's been kind of the framework we've been using tonight, is this imposter voice or this genuine self, higher power, intuition, whatever we want to call it. And I'm going to read another quote from the chapter called Challenging the Imposter. And this is by Herman Alvarez. Now, let me get this straight. You want me to let go of everything that has kept me going all these years? You're crazy, lady. You are one crazy broad. And under the first paragraph reads, when you are willing to face reality and set aside denial and resistance, when you are willing to stop trying to control everything, you will be faced with a basic truth. Here is the truth that you've been most resistant to. You are wonderful, loving, and powerful. You deserve to have a wonderful life and to be loved. And Sally, that's kind of what you were talking about before with the affirmations is, you know, these thoughts that we argue with to no end. But the truth is that you mentioned that baby when it's first born, you know, the other thing that it possesses is a lack of fear and a connection only to love. It doesn't pick and choose. You know, a newborn doesn't look at someone and say, well, I'm not going to love you, and look
right.
at someone else and say, I'm going to love you.
But
it's just the natural
flow.
A
newborn has some intuition, and as you know what happens when we're just beginning to walk around, and babies do have very finely honed intuitions about who's safe to be around
right.
and not. In a lot of these workshops that I was talking about, I mean, I remember this woman who said, you know, when she was about two or three, her mother got a new boyfriend. Her dad had disappeared or had never been visible. I'm not sure which. And she had always gone after school to her auntie's houses and played till her mom got through with work, and then her mother would take her home and play with her and make dinner. And suddenly this man appeared in the house, and she just was terrified of him, terrified. And her mother was, you know, doing all the reasonable stuff. Oh, don't be silly. He's wonderful. He loves us. He loves you. He loves me. You love him. You know, all of those kinds of things that we say to children. And he became her first abuser.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an intuition that she had. However, it became also an expectation for her as she grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And it took her a long time before she could tell the difference between a genuine contact and a potential abuser in her adult life. And it took her a lot of practice. And also, because of her experience as a child, you know how children do, it must be our fault if it happened to us. If I'm being punished, I must have done something.
Right.
You know. And so these are the kinds of things that we carry, and our voices become, as you said earlier, developed out of, well, you said and quoted me, out of the rules that are told. So anytime we come in conflict with those rules, we're in question. And I also, so I think part of practicing getting back in touch is our bodies are great. Our bodies are brilliant, and they have amazing sensations. And I think we all, if we, again, start paying really clear attention, when we're headed in the right direction, for instance, the area around most of our heart centers feels opened and free, and we can breathe easily, and we're not aware of any tightening. And the minute we're headed in the wrong direction, even if we've convinced ourselves it's right, because that's what you were talking about as
right.
we went on the break, you know, everything is telling us not to take the job, and the voices are going, oh, but you need the money, and look, this is a great opportunity, and it'll move you forward. But if we notice our stomachs are tensing up, it feels like these doors close over our hearts, you know, just a wall shows up. If we pay attention, our intuitions move us forward freely. Our minds, when they're counterintuitive, actually block the flow of our energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it's an amazing thing to begin to pay attention to. It's how you have an intuition that someone is not telling you the truth.
Right.
And it's how you have an idea that a political theory is not right for you or that there's danger laying ahead. It's paying attention to our bodies as well, because those are like the signals, the warning signals.
That's really important, because that gets back to the whole concept of a holistic approach, not just to therapy, but, I mean, it's the same as a holistic approach to living, that you learn the sensitive cues and sometimes the not-so-sensitive cues that the body is giving us, whether it's headaches, whether it's a knot in the stomach or whatever's going on. The body is working with the rest of us to communicate what we're not willing to hear when spirit's trying to gently talk to us. And and the more we don't listen, the more other signals and the more extreme signals, you know, spirit and that intuitive voice keep giving us. I mean, in 12-step programs, they would call it, sooner or later, you're hitting bottom because it's the only way you're going to hear what you need to do and what you're doing to yourself.
Right, unless you're willing to stop before you get there and really pay attention.
Right. It's kind of like before you leave us and stuff, there's one more quote from Frankie Piazza. My heart wants love, but my head doesn't think it can ever have it.
Yes.
And to me, I mean, that's the epitome of everything we're talking about, is that conflict between the two. And understanding that, of course, we can have it.
Absolutely.
And that the heart's the true voice. So we'll be back after this break. Sally, I want to thank you for being here with me tonight, and I'll be back for a few closing comments.
Thanks. Good night.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Freedom Bound International is a common law private membership group helping Americans to reclaim their rights and really live free in an overregulated world. We provide products and services designed to teach you how to protect and preserve your property for your family, lawfully avoid paying income, social security, and property taxes, protect your privacy from government intrusion. We offer books and tapes on a variety of subjects, including the right to travel without a state-issued license, the Federal Reserve System, the United Nations and New World Order, abatement procedure, emergency war powers, jury nullification, and much more. If you would like to learn how to reclaim your God-given right to self-determination, if you want to take responsibility for your life, call us toll-free at 1-888-385-3733. That's 1-888-385-3733. And ask for our free brochure, Freedom Bound, dedicated to the preservation of personal freedom, privacy rights, and the Declaration of Independence.
Every Sunday at 9 a.m., listen to the Animal Hour with Dr. Steve. Grab your favorite furry friend and enjoy an hour of entertaining talk pertaining to you and your pet. Dr. Steve Sutter is a licensed practicing veterinarian and has the knowledge that you need to find out the truth about dogs and cats. With topics as controversial as euthanasia and dog bite laws, to silly stories about people and their pets, you will be entertained and informed about all things relating to your best friend. Remember, that's Sunday at 9 a.m. for the Animal Hour with Dr. Steve, right here on AM 1100 KFNX, your source for the best talk radio.
Bill Bryce here, your lovable lawyer. I'll be with you each Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. to delve into the nuances of divorce and other topical legal issues. We'll have an occasional guest and co-host, and maybe dust off an oldie or two for your listening pleasure, and we'll otherwise engage in the enjoyment of conversation. I hope to have your radio dial tuned to me on Renaissance Radio KFNX every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. We'll both enjoy it.
You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique program. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Well, hi, this is Stuart Altschuler. Near the end of our show tonight, this is Tell the Truth Faster. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles. And tonight we've been talking with Sally Fisher, an old friend of mine who wrote a book called Life Mastery and is involved with some major important things in the world. And she, as long as I've known her, she always has been. And we've been talking about, how do I know? Is the voice in my head my fear speaking or my intuition guiding me? I could give lots of examples of my fear holding me back. I was a very frightened child all my life, and wishing I could do more and knowing that I was here to do more. I know rebirthing was a major beginning of me hearing my inner voices and trusting them and trusting myself with them more. But even my move to L.A. after 11 years in South Florida, I remember coming to Los Angeles and getting off the plane, and I wasn't even out of the airport, and I felt something just shiver through my body. And it was like I was home. And I knew that this is where I needed to be moving after 11 years in Florida, and everybody thought I was crazy for doing that. But after 10 days here, I went back to Florida, and I said, I'm moving to L.A., and I'm going to be there in 6 months. And people saying, you own a house, you're on boards here, you have a practice, how could you just pick up after all that? And I said, I have to, and I'm supposed to, and something's waiting for me out there. The usual things, no, you're just running away from stuff. I said, no, this time I'm running to something, and I'm going as quickly as I can. And the last 17 years in L.A. has just been teacher after teacher after teacher. Sally, of course, being one of them, Marianne Williamson, Louise Hay, Sandy Scott. I can go on and on with a lot of powerful people that I've encountered out here. And all of them have demonstrated to me and shown me that one does not have to be a perfect ascended being in order to actually start living a life that's aimed at the light. And that's what this show's been about tonight. One of the things I know Sally is looking for is sponsorship for Intersect and assistance in that. You can reach Sally either directly on her email, which is